the EU's new copyright law passed on Wednesday. Two of its provisions, known as the link tax and upload filter, have been called dangerous to the internet and a risk of freedom of speech. But Jonathan Carter from the Australian music listening group APRA AMCOS says Article 13 is not as dangerous as people think. Peter Kalis reports.
Google and other websites would be required to purchase a license to display copyrighted content under the EU's new copyright law voted in on Wednesday. Experts say that the bill, while controversial, is not intended to censor people, but to update copyright laws for the internet age. Grant McAvney from the Australian Copyright Council believes the law will be good for Australian artists.
Eventually, when the laws come into place, they'll have a bit more of an argument to stop their content being used for free by big worldwide companies or other companies that might just be based in Europe.
Article 11 of the bill gives publishers copyright over their appearances on search engines, meaning Google would be required to obtain a license before linking to news stories. Under Article 13, all copyright-protected works will require a license to be uploaded to the internet in Europe. There are exceptions for some major sites like Wikipedia and eBay, but websites which host user-uploaded content like Facebook or Reddit will be affected. Mr. McAvney says artists who don't want to be restricted by the copyright laws can simply license their own work.
I think what it does is it changes the power imbalance, but hopefully it still means maybe creators themselves, if they're worried about that exposure, they might just have to take some extra steps to make it clear. No, if I want you to use it for free, it's up to me, but I'm letting you.
The wording of Article 13 states it shall not prevent legitimate private and non-commercial use of press publications by individual users. But there is no clear definition of non-commercial in the law. If a user uploads an image to one of these platforms, but the website doesn't have the required license, the website owners are held responsible. Article 13 has been portrayed by its opponents as an attempt to stop free speech. In June, over 70 digital representatives, including Tim Berners-Lee, inventor of the internet, and Jimmy Wales, founder of Wikipedia, signed a letter opposing Article 13, claiming it threatened the future of the internet. Dr. Ezzedine El-Majoub from Swinburne University believes that the problem with the law is not related to mass copyright infringement.
The danger comes from attacking user-generated content. Things that mixes both copyrighted content on the one hand and free content on the other hand, to make a point, for example, like to criticize the government or to make a review of a film or a TV show.
Dr. El-Majoub says the filter websites would use to determine copyright content is likely to flag the wrong things.
The scanning technology does not actually discriminate, does not know which content is lawful and which is not. So, for example, if there is a video or a film mixing two contents, one copyrighted one and one lawful content, the technology, the scanning technology, will highly likely, take everything down, will detect that there is copyright component and will not separate that component out of the videos.
Opponents of the bill call Article 11 a link tax. They claim that the stipulations on what can be linked are unclear and previous attempts to use similar systems have failed in the past. Most of the public's concern is over Article 13. Jonathan Carter from Australian music licensing group APRA AMCOS says Article 13 is not as dangerous as people think.
It already excludes, and I'm sort of quoting here, small and micro enterprises, non-commercial services, educational and scientific repositories, all of those sort of smaller end online services will be carved out in any event.
Mr. Carter says the public perception of the law is overstated by companies and services which will be obliged to take out licenses.
This isn't about censorship. All it's about is creating a framework where copyright owners of content that's shared on these platforms are able to be fairly remunerated for the use of their work.
And that story was by Peter Kalis.